Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, May 3rd.
The Delta County Independent has been sold to WIC Communications, continuing a 137-year tradition of local journalism in Delta. The edition of the DCI published on May 1st will be the final paper published while owned by the Sunderland family. The Sunderlands purchased the DCI on October 31, 1987, and since then, the DCI was run by various combinations of six different family members. Each current DCI staff member was offered a job under the new ownership. Ron Sunderland and Roxanne Sunderland will stay with the paper. Other longtime staff members have said they intend to stay as well. KVNF News spoke with Randy Sunderland on Wednesday, the day the sale was finalized. He said that while he and Pat Sunderland will retire, most of the staff will remain to continue the DCI's local, family-focused tradition.
Pat and I are staying on for the next month or so to help in make the transition smooth, and Roxanne and Ron, also family members, they are actually staying on with the business. So there's familiar faces, and I think it'll be a very good transition internally, and I'm excited what will happen for the readers and the non-readers out there.
Well, it sure is going to be a whole new world for you. Do you know if you'll be able to find something to do during the day if you're not working for a paper?
Well, I promised my granddaughter that I'll be there. Pat and I will be there for her first birthday in July, and we've got a one-year-old in Alaska, or going to be one-year-old in Alaska, that will be up there in October.
Dennis Anderson, a Delta High School graduate and 15-year WIC employee, will serve as a group publisher for several WIC newspapers, including the DCI and the Montrose Daily Press. WIC Communications is a family-owned media group that operates in 11 different states. A renewed emphasis on the digital DCI and a continued focus on local journalism is the plan for the paper under its new ownership. Emotions were strong on Wednesday around the DCI building.
Oh, it's a melancholy moment. You know, I'm second generation newspaper person, and this morning when I delivered the papers to the post office, it hit me that was the closing of my career. I started my career 50 years ago delivering papers, and it's appropriate that I close it out as delivering the papers as well. So it's a melancholy moment. But looking ahead, the WIC Communications folks, they're third generation and truly value the local community news and the newspaper, and with their resources, they have developed a real strong presence from the digital side. And that's the transition that newspapers have to make, and they are using models that are successful, and I'm excited for that change.
From Capitol coverage, the Colorado House narrowly passed a bill that will ask voters to increase taxes on cigarettes and vaping products. Supporters say making nicotine more expensive will reduce smoking rates and fight a teen vaping crisis. Opponents think it will hurt tobacco retailers and their customers. The measure would raise the tax on a pack of cigarettes from 84 cents to $2.59. If it's approved, supporters estimate it would raise roughly $300 million to go toward early childhood education and health care. And in more Capitol coverage, the Colorado Senate has approved a bill that aims to dramatically lower the state's greenhouse gas emissions. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Supporters want to see Colorado lower its carbon pollution by 50% before 2030. The measure would give a state board the power to adopt regulations to help reach that goal. Democrats say the effort is needed because climate change is shrinking snowpack and causing stronger wildfires. All of the Republicans in the legislature oppose the bill. They say it could hurt the state's economy and fossil fuel industry. The bill is now heading back to the House for a final vote to consider amendments. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And in more from Scott Franz, the Colorado Senate has killed a bill aimed at getting more children vaccinated. The measure would have made it harder for parents to opt their kids out of immunizations. Hundreds of parents testified against it, saying vaccines can be harmful. Governor Jared Polis also said he wouldn't sign it. Colorado has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country. And finally, Colorado lawmakers unanimously approved a bill to change how harassment complaints are handled at the state capitol. The measure sets up a new nonpartisan office where complaints will be filed. Lawmakers hope it will make it easier for victims to report bad behavior. The public will also get to see a report each year detailing the number of allegations and the outcome of complaints. The policy was adopted following last year's session when lawmakers expelled one of their own members because of harassment allegations. Will a Green New Deal lead to the closure of DIA, or would it be transformed into a hub for hydrogen or electric planes and bullet trains? Eric Gladys has the story.
A series of community forums in Colorado and across the nation are taking the recent proposal for a Green New Deal seriously, and an event scheduled for this Friday in Denver will tackle potential strategies for moving government leaders to action. Mariah Lauer with the group Friends of the Earth says climate change is the defining issue of our time and points to a stark deadline recently presented in the latest projections from the leading global scientific body on climate.
We essentially have 11 years before we are over a cliff edge from which we cannot recover. This is necessary because we not only need to stop climate catastrophe, but we also need to remedy the exploitation in our economic system.
In February, a resolution was introduced in the U.S. House aimed at transitioning from an economy built on fossil fuels to one driven by clean energy and jobs with living wages and benefits. Some Republicans have called the move a hard left turn taken by Democrats, and leaders from both parties question whether the nation could meet emission goals in time. Quoting Nelson Mandela, Lauer says it always seems impossible until it's done. Lauer notes a Green New Deal is the only proposal so far on the scope and scale necessary to address the challenge. She adds when people attend events such as the Denver Forum, they add their voice to the debate, which she believes eventually will move politicians. A recent poll found that 60% of likely Colorado voters support a Green New Deal, which currently is just a 14-page platform outlining goals, including repairing and upgrading infrastructure and power grids, reducing inequality, and ensuring just transitions for fossil fuel workers. Friday's free public forum is set for 7:30 p.m. at the Mercury Cafe. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, May 3rd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.